This is Ref22, a monthly webinar for reference librarians, brought to you by Ask Wa and the Washington State Library. Find out more at www.sos.wa.gov/quicklinks/ref22.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Aniwa Ferrari. I'm the statewide coordinator for Ask Wa, Washington State's virtual reference cooperative, and this is Ref22. It's our monthly webinar on reference topics for in-person and virtual reference librarians, mainly throughout Washington State, but we've been inviting people from other states. I know we have someone from Ontario here and probably some people from Florida as well, and I see a few Washington names as well, so thank you all for coming today. Today we have Krista Worley from Snow Isle Libraries, who's going to talk about Mastering the Reference Interview, or a Reference 101 refresher. They do some great reference interview trainings at Snow Isle Libraries, and so this is kind of a condensed version of what they do so well in person up there. I am pleased to introduce Krista Worley, who is going to talk to us about reference. Take it away, Krista.
Thank you, Aniwa, and thank you all for this opportunity to speak with you this morning. This is my first time doing a webinar, so I'll appreciate your patience, although I do present this training to all of the new hires at Snow Isle Libraries, and we offer it as an ongoing course to all of our public service assistants. Not all of our library staff are librarians, and those that do sometimes have one librarian that is not working at the reference desk. So this is a course for paraprofessionals as well. And I think Aniwa is going to help me out a little bit with the chat and hand raising, so he'll grab my attention if I miss anyone, but I'll be keeping my eyes open for you and try to check in with you regularly. Just so you know a little bit about me, after library school I worked at the Gates Foundation, and then I came to Snow Isle Libraries as a children's librarian, then a teen librarian, then a managing librarian, and after taking maternity leave, I've come back and I'm in my current position as electronic services coordinator. It's a part-time position here at our service center that manages the chat and email reference service, our integration with Ask Wa, and does the email and chat reference, and then some training for reference services in the system. So I'll tell you a little bit about my experience with the reference interview and why it's important to me. In my role as electronic services coordinator, I get to meet with a lot of vendors, and I was at a vendor-hosted workshop, and the trainer there said, "Oh, you're from Snow Isle Libraries? Great collection, beautiful buildings, terrible customer service." You know, as I picked my jaw up off the floor, I apologized and asked her to tell me some more about her experience. And she did. And here's what her experience was. She had visited one of our libraries and asked for, I believe it was a book about, a new book about parenting. And her, the person she spoke with at the reference desk couldn't quite find the title, wrote down a call number on a piece of paper, a post-it note, handed it to her, and sent her off into the stacks. And that is, to me, a good example of what not to do. That was not the reference interview. And that's kind of my first experience with really having an understanding beyond library school, et cetera, of a customer's interaction and how important that can be. So we're here to talk today about experience and the experiences that we have with our customers and what they have with us, the ones they have with us. Do any of you have one of those kind of experiences? Go ahead and raise your hand if you have anything you want to share, kind of an outstanding or maybe a not so outstanding feedback. Anyone? Well, I'll let you think about it, and raise your hand if you do. I think this is a great forum. It's a small group. It's kind of a comfortable group. We could share some of those experiences. So I mentioned I'm electronic services coordinator, so most of my personal reference interviewing is in an online format. And there are many rapidly changing means, methods, and resources that these experiences take place with. But the essentials of the reference interview or any positive exchange of information remain the same. In person, online, video, text, however we're doing it, I think these essentials are the same. So what is the reference interview? Well, here's the textbook description. This is library jargon, but what does it really mean? That's what we're going to explore together today. But what we're talking about is determining the need as a prelude to really providing the information. So before we get to the step where we're providing the information, let's not skip over the step of determining the need. And thank you, Aniwa's checking in to make sure that everyone can hear me. Can everyone? Raise your hand if you cannot. Thank you, everyone. So this textbook description just describes the elements of the conversation that we should and really need to be willing to have with our customers to add value to their experiences in our libraries. And here they are. Here are the essentials. We need to find out what specific information the patron or customer. Raise your hand if you use the term patron in your libraries. I'm just curious. Anyone? Who's using patron? Great. About a third of us. And how many are using the term customer? So about a quarter of us. Thank you for that. It's kind of, we're kind of in a process. So some libraries are using one, some are using another. I tend to use customer, so excuse me, but you'll hear patron in there too because I'm kind of waffling back and forth. So to find the specific information, and you know this, you've heard this before. This is a review and a reinforcement that we need to ask open-ended questions, and these are questions that cannot be answered yes or no. So that customers come up and they want to book about diabetes. So our open-ended question, what kind of information about diabetes are you looking for? They answer us. We need to paraphrase that customer statement. Oh, you want a cookbook for a diabetic diet. And then verify your impressions with the patrons as you find resources. Am I on the right track there? Again, this is the prelude to handing over the information. Oh, I hear that. You use the term student. Great. Of course, I shouldn't make an assumption that we're all from public libraries. Thank you for that. Another essential is the deadline. When does that customer need the information? And this really comes into play when you use referral. And we're going to talk about referral. And I hope that some of you will be willing to share what referral systems you have, how you answer a question that you yourself cannot answer. We'll talk about that in a little bit. It's important to know how much information is needed. A whole book on the topic, just a magazine article, an encyclopedia article, everything they can possibly get, or just a brief bit of information. Who is the patron? Who is the customer? Are they asking for someone else? What's their level of ability? What grade are they if in school? Maybe your customer wants that cookbook because they're trying to cook to convince an in-law to change their diet, and they want to try some new recipes out for this person. Those kinds of things are important to know, how that information is going to be used. Is it job-related? Is it for a school report, personal interest? All of those variables can affect what type of information or what information you're going to hand over. And we don't want to skip over where have they already looked. I've made that mistake of handing someone something they've already seen and not wanted, something they've already rejected. So we can in our prelude, before we do this, we can prevent those redundancies. Finding out where the patron or customer or student heard about that topic or that item, that also helps. And no is not an answer, and I'm sure none of you do this. But reinforcing that help is also always available from other staff, from interlibrary alone, from the state library perhaps, from other organizations in your community. We'll talk about referral and some examples of that from you. Our customers come with their own set of characteristics that is important to be aware of. So sometimes we have those customers that are phrasing things the way they think we want to hear it. They might use the term reference very differently than we use it. So getting past that, really understanding what it is that they need, not the way that they think we want to hear it. Many, many, many people just show this reluctance to take too much of our time. They don't want to bother us. We might be sitting there or standing there just to help them out, but they really don't want to bother us. Then there's those customers who just want it done. They come in, they're steam engineing right up to the desk, take care of it now, that's it. We have our browsers. And then we have those, and these I think we need to identify. They may not know this, that they're there for this, but they're those that really want to be empowered to be self-sufficient. And they're the ones that we need to walk through a search, hand over the search to them, and they may go off on their own, and they have just become a library power user, and they'll stay with us for a very long time. Just briefly talking about assumptions. We want to leave those behind us when we come up to the reference desk or information desk. Let me do another show of hands. How many of you work at an information desk? So really at a desk in a building. Great, thank you, Laura. Anyone else work at a desk? Wow, that's very interesting. A definite display of how things are changing in library service. So of those who've left, who are left who have not raised their hand, I think I can clear that. How many of you work at a virtual setting, in a virtual setting, email, chat? Woo! Great. That's the majority, and I'm included in there as well. And how many of you have kind of a roving reference style where there's no desk, but you're out there in a building?